I joke about my son, but I got to tell you something. I call him my little miracle baby because he was born through in vitro fertilization. I don't know if anybody's done this, but it is without a doubt the most humiliating thing you will ever do in your life. Because for any of this stuff started, I had to go in for a little test, you know, to make sure that I was packing a loaded gun. And the name of this test is called the hamster test, which scared the hell out of me. Because I'm thinking, hey, I got fantasies, but they don't involve Ben. So I go to this doctor at 7 in the morning, and I got to wait in line. There's like 8 guys ahead of me. And we had to go to the doctor 7 in the morning because we got to do this little test. And part of this test is we got to go into this office and butter the corn, all right? I think that's the medical term. And I get there, there's this line of like 7 guys, and every guy knows why that other guy's there. So there's not a whole lot of chit-chat going on. So it's finally my turn, the nurse hands me this mason-looking jar, and I'm nervous, and I see the jar, and I just started giggling. And she goes, "What?" And I go, "Guess you heard the rumor." She's like, "Just give us what you can." Who woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning, huh? So she walks me down this hallway to this doctor's bathroom, and she opens this door, and there's a TV and a VCR. And they give you a nasty movie to watch. And she hands me this movie, and like I said, I'm nervous, so I started giggling again. And she goes, "What is it now?" And I go, "Seen it." She's like, "Shut up." And she locks the door. Now, when that door locks, the thought goes through your mind, how long do I stay in here? Because your first thought is, I just want to do this and get it over with, you know. But your second thought is, hey, I got my pride. You know, you don't want to open that door and you're, "Woo, there's a record." They're flashing your time out in the waiting room. You've made ESPN's plays of the week. So I do this, I walk out, I give it to the nurse. I pass my test, I don't know how they grade it, you know, some kind of bell curve system, I guess, or something. But they called us 2 weeks later and said, "All right, Bill, you and your wife need to come back in today because we're gonna fertilize the eggs today." So I go back in, same guys are there. You know, we're on a bowling league now. Buttered veggies. So she calls my name, I get my jar, I go in the bathroom, I fast forward the movie to where I left off. Well, you don't want to miss a second of the plot of these things. And I do this again. I walk out, I give it to the nurse, she comes back to me 10 minutes later and says, "We're gonna need some more." I'm sorry? She goes, "We're gonna need some more." And I said, I said, "It's one show a night, princess." She goes, "If you want kids, you better do an encore." And I'm like, "Oh." So I go back and I do it twice in 10 minutes, which I was very proud of. My wife was all ticked off. You know, she's like, "Oh, sure, in our bedroom, he's one-shot Johnny. Put him in a roadside bathroom, Captain Stud appears."